So most people, you know, whatever their journey is, that's fine. But what I've learned from me becoming an entrepreneur is you weren't supposed to be a nurse that just worked in the hospital, love. You were supposed to save these people. You were supposed to help these people. Money is just a tool. Use it wisely. People think that money is everything. 2024, people are going to need a lot more than money to survive.
What's going on, millionaires? It's your guy, Kai Speaks, back for another episode of the Million Dollar Mind Podcast. Here with my co-host Heavy House Jazz. How you feeling?
I'm great.
Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise, right here on the Million Dollar Mind.
Man, it's like Million Dollar Mind. I feel like we're going to have a million dollar conversation today because the young lady we have in the building, she has constantly reminded us that it's not about the millions, but it's about that mind, right? It's like it's about protecting your mind, thinking differently, protecting your spirituality, just being a better you. And I feel like a lot of times we may be pushing these entrepreneurship conversations a little bit too hard, right? We need to bring it back to the mindset and bring it back to the basics, to the foundation. So, you know, this prolific young lady we have on the show, she retired at the age of 27. She's an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur at this point, mentoring in the thousands, probably even more than that, you know, at this point. And I mean, I'm really excited about breaking this conversation down with you, Chrissy, because it's like you are reminding me of, again, the fundamentals and the basics of this mindset. And for our listeners, it's about like becoming before you arrive. And I feel like a lot of times people just want to arrive at this millionaire, arrive at this entrepreneur, but we haven't became the entrepreneur yet. But without further ado, let me pass the mic and the camera off to our lovely guest. We got Nurse Chrissy. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and, you know, how the origins of who you are has, you know, became about.
Well, hi, you guys.
Hey.
Thanks for having me. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to get you on this by like almost 2 years now at this point.
But this is the perfect time for it because I feel like always. I was still in high six figures when you were asking me, but this is extremely fitting. But for everyone who doesn't know me, my name is Christina, but everyone calls me Chrissy or Nurse Chrissy. Originally, I'm from Miami, Florida. And I became an entrepreneur almost 2 years ago. Hasn't even been a full 2 years.
Wow. Haven't even been a full year. Full 2 years, but already like 2 years, but you've been retired for 2 years now, right?
Yes. So I like, stopped working around about that. April 2022. April 2022, like May 2022, maybe those dates. Yes, but I ended up investing in a mentorship program, and that changed everything for me, to be honest. A huge thing that I learned from that mentorship program was just pressing forward, not knowing all the answers, because, again, I wasn't an entrepreneur, and that's what I noticed with a lot of the nurses that I work with. They want to do something different. They want to branch out from working at the bedside, but they don't know where to start, and that's exactly where I was, and I ended up building my business based around what I saw. When I joined that mentorship program, I was the only nurse out of like 100 millionaires and multimillionaires. That was a problem for me. So I started studying and paying more attention. And I said, you know, okay, there needs to be more nurses who have access to this kind of information without having to make the hefty investment that I made. And I don't say that from a braggadocious standpoint, you know, but I'm okay with betting it all on myself.
Yeah.
And most people aren't, especially when they're branching off into something new that they don't have any idea about. So I knew nothing about entrepreneurship, but I had a lot of faith in myself. I knew that if I committed to it, that I was going to win. And I realized nobody cares about your story until you win. So put your head down, focus and win, and then, you know, have the conversations later.
Yeah, that's a fact. Right now, if you're not winning, the story should be more so for you, just to kind of fuel that fire that you need to fuel that drive. So becoming an entrepreneur, what did that look like? Did you go into immediately selling products? Were you going into the service-based industry? Like what was what did the environment of entrepreneurship look like for you when you started out?
So initially when I started, I got fired on my day off. I got fired on my day off, and it was because I didn't get a chance to get the flu vaccine, but I was quarantining because I had COVID. So how was I going? And that was my first time ever getting COVID. I worked through the whole pandemic, some of the top hospitals in the world, mm-hmm. and didn't get COVID. Praise God. And then I ended up getting COVID and they fired me on my day off like a bad habit. Mm. And that had been a hospital that I was volunteering at since 2013.
Wow. Oh, so man. Before your career, even.
I was a volunteer at that hospital. Okay. So Darn. Just imagine, and granted, as a travel nurse, you can get a position anywhere, especially during that time. Mm-hmm. But for me, it wasn't about the money. It was the principle that I had served for so long and was just dropped like a bad habit. Like it was nothing, like I had no value. And I told myself, I'm never going to give anybody the opportunity to do that again. Never giving anyone the opportunity to cut my lights off. Mm. My lights didn't get cut off, but you get what I mean.
You know they what I mean? They can't control what right. you can control ultimately.
Right. They were dimming the light inside of you though.
Right. And that's a gem in itself. Like that's a bar. Yes, we can work. And I'm not bashing 9-to-5 workers and I'm not bashing any nurse who decides to continue to work at the bedside, but you can do so much more. Whatever their journey is, that's fine. But what I've learned from me becoming an entrepreneur is you weren't supposed to be a nurse to just work in hospital, love. You were supposed to save these people. You were mm-hmm. supposed to help these people. So that's my why. And my grandmother, since we're talking about stories, my grandmother was shot 6 times in 2016, January 2016. I remember that day like it was yesterday. Wow. I was studying in the library, and I wasn't studying for nursing. I had my first degree was health science. Mm. So I probably was studying for that, I'm sure. And I got that phone call, and that was probably one of the worst days of my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Imagine just studying, trying to make straight A's your whole entire life. Work hard for everything that you have ever had. And right when you're at the finish line, you get a phone call like that. Wow. Most people will fold. I almost folded.
Yeah.
I packed up everything. I quit my job. I drove 5 hours in the middle of the night. And the surgeon came out and he was just like, you know, are you here for Cassandra? And I was just like, yeah, that's my grandma. And he was like, she'll never be able to walk again. She'll never be able to talk again, breathe on her own again. Do you want us to keep operating, doing surgery? And I was just like, respectfully, God has the final say. Like, please do everything you can. My grandmother walks, talks, does everything wow. on her own.
Look at
Jesus.
That.
Does everything, literally Jesus.
Wow.
Literally Jesus. So when we're talking about why, when we're talking about confidence, when we're talking about purpose, I'm not looking for miracles. I am a miracle. I've experienced miracles. I've seen miracles. I see miracles every single day. So that's a huge reason of why I'm not caught up in what other people are doing. I'm not paying attention to whether someone else's story is real or not. I know I'm on assignment. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting anything or anyone deter me from my assignment.
Man, so from that story, I'm so glad to hear about your grandma. And it sounds like you guys were obviously very close.
Yeah, that's my dog. Did
would you say that she raised you? Like, what was the environment that you were in? Like, you spent a lot of time with grandma. And, like, what were some of the principles you would say kind of, like, she instilled onto you? And then talk about the experience of, like, how old were you when you had to make that decision?
Okay, so as far as like my grandmother, so I grew up in a home with my mother, but my grandmother was that person who was just like, this is how you count money. Mm-hmm. This is how you flip money. This is how you invest, you know, never let money move you, you know. Mm. Whatever a man does for you is extra. Make sure you have your own whatever it is that you want, you know. School is everything. From me being in kindergarten, first grade, my grandmother used to give my brother and I a quarter for every single A that we had. So you're talking about teaching someone about money from a very young age?
Yeah.
A quarter for every A? When I say I was making straight A's, I am not.
Yes, I need them quarters.
I need my quarters.
I need my coins.
So imagine someone doing that from you being a very little girl or a very young man up until high school, up until you get to college. So we're talking about money. We're talking about $1 million mind. Money is a tool. Mm-hmm. Most people that we see online, most people that we see on social media, they're at their peak. Mm. Or they're finally peaking, or they're finally getting a little bit of money, or they're finally being exposed to something. Mm-hmm. When you've had money, when you have experienced money, when you understand that money will not bring back your loved ones who've passed away, you don't let money move you.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as principles, I feel like my grandmother definitely instilled that in me. And we're very close.
Yeah.
Very, very close.
Yeah. And so we're like, You mentioned how you were studying health science at the time when you got that call. You drove 5 hours through the night, quit your job. Like, how old were you when you had to be forced with that to make that decision? I'm sure, like, your mindset was just very faithful at that point. Like, unmoved, but still, you know, cognizant of what's going on, still emotional, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But how old were you in that moment?
So I'll be 30 this year. You know, there's women, they don't like talking about their ages. Listen, your girl's about to be 30 this year.
Yeah. That's a great age.
I don't know. I want to say early 20s. Yeah. So 2016 is when I graduated from college.
Got you. This was right before you graduated.
This was right before I graduated. So graduation was maybe April or May of 2016. This happened to my grandmother January of 2016. Mm. So again, when I say, you know, so many people, they get tested or there's any kind of pressure and a lot of people fold. Mm-hmm. But I didn't fold. And it, a huge, 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 huge part of that was my support system.
Got you.
My support system. I've had the same best friend since I was in pre-K kindergarten.
That's a blessing right there. Because a lot of us, we run through friends.
Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, people change.
Yeah.
People change. Situations change. Things change. But I feel like why I'm here today is because of my support system. Mm-hmm. You know, people who saw me when I had nothing. People who remember when I was sleeping on the floor with my brother. People who remember when I was evicted with my family and had to move with my grandma and wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning, get on a bus, get on a Metrorail, get on another bus, and walk to school every single day. People who were with me during those times, they're still in my life. Mm. As we continue to grow and elevate, we think that it's very important to, you know, level up our circle. And yeah, those principles, you know, are important, but you know, you should always be grounded. Never, ever forget where you came from, because you can also end up back there. So that's why a big thing for me is, you know, never let money move you.
Never.
Never.
Man, that's amazing advice. I feel like a lot of, even though we on the Million Dollar Mind podcast, I feel like a lot of people are watching this and they might think that everything is about the money.
It's not.
And it's about the mind more than money.
Where's the camera? Which one? Listen.
This is your camera right here.
I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you. Money is just a tool. Use it wisely. People think that money is everything. 2024, people are going to need a lot more than money to survive. You know what I'm saying? Because God does not want his people in lack. That's for sure.
So let's talk about that. What are some other things you think in 2024 people are going to need just for survival, let alone to thrive?
So being a nurse, I remember working during the pandemic. There were a lot of people who I'm sure passed away simply because they were alone in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Just because they were alone.
They were.
Yeah.
You know? I'm an x-ray tech, so I get it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just because they were alone, they didn't have faith. They didn't believe that, you know, things would get better. So mentally, you have to spiritually be grounded. You have to spiritually be grounded. You have to know whatever shortcomings you have, just like you got through the last ones, you'll get through this one. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if your identity is not rooted in money, money is not going to be the end all be all for you. My biggest thing is, you know, don't feel like you have to have either or. Always feel like you can have both. Know that you can have more. So originally it started with me being fired on my day off, and I said, okay, I'm never giving anyone the opportunity to do that again, and I don't know anything about business. I don't know where to start, but I'm going to figure it out. So I'm, you know, reading books, I'm looking at podcasts, I'm on YouTube, I'm doing all the things. 5 months, $0, you know, not making any money. And then I ended up going to an event and I joined a mastermind and everything changed for me. So everything didn't just take off immediately right away, you know, but.
Sound like you went to 5 months, didn't make any money. And here you are still with a decision like, guess I got to invest some more money.
Yeah.
You know, what do you feel like the main thing you picked up from that mastermind that kind of clicked for you or changed in you?
To be honest, that you cannot care about what people think. And I'm from Miami, right? Yeah. So true Miami girl, true Miami fashion. You know, we don't really have the mindset where we care about what people think. But when you're doing something new that you don't really have any experience in, no expertise, it can be a little bit intimidating. And my mentor at the time was like, you know, you've helped people do what? You help people make how much money?
You was doing this before you was an entrepreneur.
Yeah, before I was an entrepreneur, I was just helping people. Like, if you and I were sitting right here, you were just like, so Chrissy, this one I'm good at, this one I could tell you something that you can create, how to create it, and you'll be able to make money from it.
That's how I am.
That's just naturally, that's just naturally who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. And I was making money as a travel nurse. So I have friends that, you know, they still didn't believe that you can make as much money as you could at the time as a travel nurse. So I'm showing people my pay stubs. Like, I'm begging you, please. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as hard as you think it is. It's not as scary. Get out in the field. You know, you can make a lot of money. You can purchase homes. You can do all these different things. So I started helping my friends. And after a while, after the 10th person, people were like, Christina, this is different. You know, what you're doing is different. And there were not a lot of nurses who were influencers or just posting a lot online on social media about different ways to make money. So I said, okay, you're going to be the change that you want to see. You're not going to complain. You're not going to bash. You're not going to be negative. You're going to make change. So that's how it all started. Entrepreneurship was just something that fell in my lap. And right. I went for it, regardless of what was working out or wasn't gotcha. Working out. I cared about freedom.
So I just want to ask, so what was the difference between like what you were already doing? Because technically, like, somebody would put, like, maybe not you at the time, but somebody would put the label on, like, oh, I'm helping people, I'm an entrepreneur, right? Like, what changed to where now is like, okay, you're helping people, but now I'm classifying myself as an entrepreneur. What were you doing? Were you putting ads into your business? Were you like systematizing certain things? Like, what was the difference?
I've never ran an ad before.
Wow. That says a lot. Because that says a lot.
She said she was one nurse.
Yeah.
And how many people were in the room?
There had to be like, you know, like 100. Yeah.
She said I was one nurse out of 100. So she had already found her niche. Mm. Yeah. She didn't want to be the only nurse in the room. So this is amazing. I get it. You have a skill to develop people. Mm-hmm. But you were the only nurse in the room.
Yeah.
Genre of people. Not that you can't help others.
So you wanted to bring more nurses in that room.
I wanted to be able to bring more nurses inside of that room, but in 2020, it was made clear to me that I was not going to be working at the bedside for a long time.
Got you.
That my time was going to be very short-lived. Yeah, it was going to be short-lived just by things that I was experiencing or not experiencing, but I was exposed to in the hospital. And I was just like, this is not of God. Mm. And I kept praying and I was just like, Lord, if you are who you say you are, you'll give me a way out.
So Chrissy, this is beautiful because being in healthcare, I've been in healthcare too. You're in healthcare. You found that, hey, nurses are your niche right now. But you also found out that, hey, you have a skill to build people all over and they can make money before you even got into this whole honing into nurses.
Yeah.
So essentially, you take these bedside nurses and whether they want to stay bedside or not, how do you feel you help them to make money?
I help them expand their minds.
Mm, thinking differently.
Yes.
Got you.
I help them expand their minds. And I didn't necessarily start with nurses being my niche or like my target audience because that's who I am or that's, you know, my degree. But again, in 2020, it was made very clear to me, Christina, you're not going to be here long. You're not going to be here long. And I told myself, okay, if you branch off into entrepreneurship, you know, you need to help other people. You need to bring other people in. And I, as far as like when you say what changed, honestly, me just creating products. But
got you.
I'm still the same person. Money didn't change me. Money changed the people around me. Mm. I'm still doing the same thing that I was doing for free. So it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like a job. Yes. It doesn't feel like quote unquote entrepreneurship, but I am a full-time entrepreneur because I actually have companies. Mm-hmm. That's really what changed, just the paperwork, but the actual labor, the things that I was doing, not necessarily. But when I got in those rooms and I saw that I was the only nurse, and then there was another nurse, her name's Dr. Kiana. She was in that program as well, but I didn't meet her immediately right away. And then there was another gentleman, his name is Joseph. He was exiting the program, so I didn't even get to like experience the program with him. But for me to see that all of these people are, you know, doing the things, I'm like, no, more nurses need to know about this. But it was a hefty investment. And a lot of nurses don't have that kind of money to invest. So I wanted to create something that was a system that worked, that could be based on data to help more than just one person.
Yeah.
That can apply to anyone. Yeah, for sure.
That's huge. That's huge. And I think a lot of people, we need more bridges like you, right? It's a lot of information that I feel like nowadays people are kind of like gatekeeping. And in order for you to have access to it, it's like an immediate tax on it, you know? And I'm not saying that nobody deserves.
Not immediate tax.
It's an immediate tax. It's like, it's not even like, and I don't want to say it like, oh, you don't deserve to be compensated for your knowledge and to help other people. But I feel like you can tell when that's what the plan was the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, it was never, I'm trying to help people. It's like, oh, I was giving this information for somebody else and I don't even want to share it with nobody. I want to just tax for it. That's kind of like the vibes that I've gotten. But for you, it's like you automatically going into it about how can I help people first and service first. And that always speaks volumes. That always goes into the longevity of how a business can last. And it's also proof on why you don't need to put links in your bio, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you don't have to show all these things because you got, like you said, thousand of people behind me. Like, oh, that person over there, they can say how Chrissy helped me. And this person over there can say how Chrissy has helped them. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned how the difference was really just you showing them these systems. Talk about the importance of a system and how much of a difference it makes to making that mindset shift and just kind of like switching that gear from 10,000 a month to 50,000 a month.
Yeah. Systems are everything. Shout out to Connie. I'm going to send this to her when it goes live, but I've invested in multiple mentors. I've invested in business strategists. I make investments. If I know that I need something, especially for my company to go from 6 to 7 figures, I'm going to make that investment. Mm-hmm. And Connie, I want to say in 2023, her and another woman that I hired, her name is Brianna. They were the two most influential investments that I made in 2023. Connie was super big on systems. So I made an investment to work with her and her team. I flew here to Atlanta and they mapped out my whole entire business for the next like 3 to 5 years.
Wow. Talk about a system.
For systems.
Yeah.
So when I sit here in front of you guys and I'm cool, calm, and collected, it's because, no, I understand. You are a one-person army. I tell people, listen, you can make 7 figures by yourself, but more than 7 figures, you're going to need a team. But before you start hiring people, they need to know what they're doing. If you can't even explain the roles that they're supposed to have, how are they supposed to come in and help you build your company? Systems are everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have emotions and then you have logical people, the way they naturally think. Systems are everything in a business. If you don't have things that are automated or things that you can actually read documentation-wise on paper, so in the event that I wanted to hire you as an assistant or you as an assistant, it doesn't matter how many assistants come through this role, it's documented what you're supposed to do. I'm a data person, so I feel like systems really help you understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I used to have many different products and services. I used to have an ebook. I used to have online courses. I haven't sold my online course in over a year because I realized, okay, the information in the course is not really the same. Travel nursing is very fluid. It is not a one size fits all. And what used to work before doesn't necessarily work now. You have to operate based on strategy. Everyone needs a different strategy. So I don't want to sell a course that is one size fits all. That's not operating from a place of integrity.
Right.
I'd rather teach you how to fish so you can know what you're doing versus just selling you something that is outdated.
Gotcha. Amen. So now you're like consult. Now it's not necessarily get this course. Now it's like, let me help you. It's like, let me show you. It's consulting.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You can already say something, Jazz?
No. I'm starting to get the logistics of Miss Chrissy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And even where she's, how she's grown.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. And how she's developed in such a short time. But it's that humble heart of yours that allows you to keep going. I just love it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, I've never heard anybody on here just sit there and go, yeah, I don't sell my course anymore. I love that about you. I love the learning curve. And it says how original you are. that even me seeing you, like if I see you, I'm like, oh yeah, I want to buy into this person, because that's real. A lot of people are trying to sell you. Like she said, it's all about the money, you know. But for her to sit there and say, hey, I put down my own course, because every travel nurse is just not a one-stop, like, it's just not a one-liner, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? Nursing is fluid. It can be different in Connecticut than it is over here in Georgia, than it is in California. Different policies, protocol. They may not be brought up abreast. Epic systems, blah, blah, blah.
Come on, Epic.
Right? Let's be seriously. I mean, I get it. I was over on Epic for 15 years. I got into Georgia, and I'm like, y'all been here for a year?
Yeah.
I was like, gosh, you guys are so far behind. You know, so when she's speaking about fluidity, it's the truth. So I love that. And that says why more people need to buy into, I'm just being honest, you, because a lot of people just aren't honest. And they are thinking that, hey, if I can give them this quick little booklet, it can get me out. I can make more money. Right. But when you want to buy into quality, this is what it sounds like.
So.
Yeah. Integrity is everything. Integrity is everything. And just like how we were speaking earlier, you know, time exposes everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Time exposes everything. And I'm not here to bash anyone who sells courses. And, you know, I'm not even saying that in the near future, I'm not going to create a course or sell another course. But I'm just saying what I was once selling, it's not standing from a place of integrity for me to continue to sell it. There's been a lot of changes in travel nursing. I've been studying that market since 2014. So, yes, I started working as a travel nurse in 2020, but the reason why I took off wasn't necessarily just because of the pandemic, but it's because I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
I had already had an end strategy and an exit strategy. I already knew, okay, Christina, you're not going to be doing this for long. This is what we're doing. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to work at the top institutions, but this is how you're going to make your exit. I just didn't know my exit was going to be entrepreneurship. I thought my exit was going to be real estate. I thought my exit was going to be real estate, but I started to realize, okay, more nurses need people like you. I feel like more people in general, but you know, I'm big on helping nurses and serving nurses, because I feel like there's a lot of deception just in general, but nurses are an easy target.
And are you helping? Because I know recently your offer is like specifically targeting nurses and helping them make, you know, extra income selling these digital products. Mm-hmm. Are you like helping them? Like, are you talking to them and coaching them through like what their digital product could be? Or are you helping them like find white label digital products? What's that process?
No, I teach them how to literally build from scratch.
Got you.
I don't white label anything. Anyone can create a digital product. My number one focus is making sure, okay, whoever your audience is going to be, because it doesn't have to be nurses. And I realize, okay, there is a trend with the obstacles that most nurses have. One, they don't know much about entrepreneurship, so they're just nervous and scared to even get started. The second thing is they don't want to post on social media. And I tell them, you have to post on social media. You have to build a brand. Have you been seeing recently all of these faceless digital products, or these like are these like faceless brands? Have you been seeing a lot of that being posted with affiliate marketing?
I feel like I have, but I haven't. Like, I can't recall.
Now that we're talking about it, they're going to pop up.
They're going to pop up.
They're going to pop up on your phone. Yes. And that is very trendy, especially right now, because a lot of people feel like, okay, I don't have to show my face. I don't have to show my personality. And I can still just sell these digital products and I'll make money. But you still have to market. You still have to understand the psychology behind marketing. People want to make money very easily and very quickly. You still have to know exactly what you're doing. So I teach them the science behind what they're doing. I teach them how to generate income without hustling. I know hustling is something that's spoken a lot, but you don't have to hustle, you know, to make money. You don't have to stress yourself. Yeah, to make money. If you really know what you're doing, you can grow from that. So that's what I focus on, you know. Actually understanding what are you doing, because if you're just learning something to do like a get rich quick scheme, you're going to fall hard. If you're building a business and you're only focused on money, you're going to fall hard. You actually need to have some substance. There needs to be a why. But anyone who can make money can lose money and get it back quickly. There was a woman who was speaking at the conference yesterday. She said she lost out on $200,000 in a day and made $750,000 same day. So it's not just about teaching someone how to make money. How can you make money? How can you manage money? How can you multiply money?
And how can you have the, like the unwavering confidence that when you lose the 200,000, that you're going to be like unmoved and just like, okay, it's going to be okay. What do I need to do? Focus on the results, focus on the actions to get that 700.
Like, it's mindset.
Most people are like, oh, I lost 200,000. It's the end of the world. Shoot. Some people might go to very drastic measures, losing 200,000 in a day.
Yeah. And I haven't done that before, you know, so I can't speak to it. But when she said it on stage, I was like, I'm so glad people are talking about this, because we hear the glitz and the glam. We hear, okay, I was able to generate this amount of income. I was able to buy this. I was able to buy that. I traveled here. I did that. Okay, but what were your shortcomings? Mm-hmm. What were your downfalls? How did you overcome those downfalls?
Do you feel like people are being honest about this? We were just talking. The reason why I asked that, we were just talking. The last guest, he was pretty much saying how like a lot of people nowadays have a story that they're telling, and it's not an honest story. Like everybody's saying, yeah. Oh yeah, I struggled, or I've been to jail, and I was this drug dealer turned felon. And it's like, it's just for the appeal of the story.
Gotcha.
Where some people have came from something and saying they came from nothing. Do you feel like it's like that from Instagram, that we're seeing a little bit more of a less than genuine version of this? Or like, what are your thoughts on it? Because I feel like a lot of people are using social media just not for the right intentions, which is kind of my distaste for putting myself on there so much and so often.
You know, if I could be honest, I'm really not consumed with other people's lives.
Mm. Good question. That's a good answer too.
You know, yeah. Like that's my true God honest heart posture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not concerned with other people's lives, whether you mm-hmm. came from nothing or whatever. I know what I've done. I know what I've experienced. I know what I've accomplished. And it's nothing for me to water down someone else's experience, whether yeah. it's true or not. There's a lot of people out here who are delusional, you know, so that may be their truth. I love the word delusional. I actually looked it up the other day to read the definition, because, you know, sometimes we get a little carried away using words that we haven't used in yeah. a while. But I looked up the definition and I was just like, you know, some people really are delusional. So maybe that is their truth. Maybe that is their reality. I don't know. We don't know the truth. But a woman, same woman, she spoke about that yesterday at the event too. And she was just like, you know, social media is not real, but everyone's not capping on social media. Everyone's not pretending on social media. Mm-hmm. I know, you know what I mean? I know that there are some people who only post and show you what they want to show you. I'm an example of one of those people. I was just telling you, you know, I traveled to over 30 places last year. Majority of them were countries, mm-hmm. probably 5 places in the U.S. that I traveled last year. And I didn't post it online.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. I think that we do live in a culture where people feel like if it's not posted, it's not real. Or if it's not posted, it didn't happen. I think that that's true. But for me to say, you know, I think people are lying about their story. I don't know their story. I don't know what they've been through. I don't know what they've experienced. But I feel like time exposes everything.
Mm-hmm. Time does expose everything. And I think the bigger question is, like, if you have those doubts, why not ask the right questions to uncover the truth before yeah. making this person like a mentor or something? Like
yeah.
asking for the receipts, seeing like what your book of business was like, asking, yep. just asking more questions.
Make sure you have your references. Seriously, like everybody, they might be making money how they want to make money, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to make money how they make money. So you need to make sure it's something you can really dial into. You know, like I heard you, like you clearly have a gift. But the biggest thing that you said was figure out your why, you know, and Kai just talked about, hey, you're doing these retreats, you being a nurse, you having, hey, this target audience right now that are nurses. Let's talk about your why.
Especially travel nurses. When I talk to people, they're just like, you know, oh, you know, they're going to create short-term rentals specifically for travel nurses. I'm here to tell you, we are not paying you $5,000.
Nobody's paying that.
Yes, but we're not paying that. It doesn't matter how much a travel nurse is.
Them.
You know, like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much a travel nurse is making. It doesn't mean, you know, try to
they
rob
can get
them
something
blind.
Better. Yeah, they can get something better. Yeah.
You have to. These are very qualified, educated people yeah. that don't want to live in a home with another person yeah. all the time. So you have to understand what your target audience is, and then what's your product.
And that's so
Jesus Christ.
That's so great that you
it.
Mentioned that, because mm-hmm. I never really got the perspective of somebody who's actually a travel nurse or in that field. So it's like, from a business standpoint, you can hear somebody say that. Oh, like, no, that makes sense. Oh yeah, travel nurses, they're making this. They'll probably be open
definitely
to paying
short-term rentals.
But then that makes a lot of sense. Too. But then it's also like there are people who got rent much cheaper. I could just go find somebody that's offering the cheaper rent, like. duh. So as a travel nurse and like as a nurse, what are some transferable skills that you have identified in nurses that benefit them to transition into entrepreneurship, having digital products, or even speak from your experience, like what transferable skills have benefited you the most?
Simple things like critical thinking skills. You know, don't laugh. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny because it's like, deal with nurse Chrissy, it's one of those things like common sense is so common.
I know.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. You know, critical. So just a little of my background for any nurse who's listening to this, I immediately started out in the ICU, surgical ICU. So we're seeing 10 surgeries a day, pancreatic, whatever surgery you can think of. I more than likely have taken care of a patient who's had it before. Mm. Think about that.
Yeah.
Gunshot wounds, stab wounds.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is
a lot. I get queasy when I think about like blood and stuff. So
it's a lot. So just imagine the mindset that you have to have by keeping this person alive for at least 12 hours to the next shift.
Yeah.
Not to mention when you're about to clock out, now there's a cold down the hall. So you thought you were leaving at 7. No, babe, you're clocking out at 10 a.m. So just those fast decision-making skills, critical thinking skills, knowing how to have time management, knowing how to pay attention to the differences in charts, numbers, systems. Even now, okay, I have not necessarily worked in a hospital in I don't know how long, but if I'm in a hospital and I walk down a hall and I hear a noise or a sound, I know what that is. I know that that's a call light, or I know that something's wrong. Someone's blood pressure is tanking. Something's going on. I know certain code words. It's just about attention and being aware. So a lot of nurses, they think, you know, oh, I don't know anything about business. I used to think that business was all suit and tie. That's what I used to think business was.
Yeah.
But then when I really started getting into it, I was just like, okay, I can do this. This is easy. And I can make money from anywhere in the world. Oh, it's up. Like, I'm team entrepreneurship through and through. But a lot of nurses feel like, you know, I have to 100% leave the bedside cold turkey. You don't have to do that. I did that, and that's my story, but that is from obedience. That was not anything to do with, you know, making the right moves as an entrepreneur.
Wow. Man, that's the obedience part. And one thing I was thinking about more so, too, was just being in that environment, specifically like the ICU, is like how even keeled you are. Like, you talking about these different codes and the type of trauma that people are coming in and out the hospital with. Something happened in business, like, oh, I just lost $2,000. Like, so some people, $2,000 is a lot of money. And yes, we should learn to protect all the coins we get, but it's like you're not moved by that to where it pauses you in business. Like, it stops your operations. Like, something else could happen. It's like, I dealt with this on the side in the hospital. Like, it's not something that moves me. What you think about that?
Nothing. I was going to ask Nurse Chrissy to give us an example of like one of her clients. So, you know, a tip.
Oh, you like the characteristic?
No, like meaning somebody that you've helped. Somebody that you know that's going to say, shout out to Nurse Chrissy. She has helped me.
They'll be in the comments.
So meaning, hey, where you've come, you've expounded on their mind. And where are they right now from when you met them? Just take one of your typical clients from when you met them and they were like, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur, Nurse Chrissy. Yeah. And now where are they?
They know how to make money out of thin air.
Okay.
Out of thin air, meaning the internet.
Out of thin air, yeah. Out of the internet. And I recently was talking to one of my clients who I was mentoring her last year, top of last year, January 2023, right? And she is a retainer client now, right? So I'm like working with her again. And I remember her saying, you know, well, I heard that there's going to be a blackout, you know, where we're not going to be able to use the internet or use anything. So for those who want to create digital products, you know, how are our businesses going to survive? And I was like, that's a really great question. But as an entrepreneur, you adapt. There are so many people that probably started in one area and they changed. Everything's not going to be one size fits all.
Like when the internet came.
Yeah, and she was making the comparison to life insurance, and I was saying, you know, no matter what business anyone has, if the internet goes out or if, you know, electronics go out, every business in the world is going to be disrupted.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
just digital products.
Right.
So don't let any kind of limited belief delay you or stop you from actually doing something that can benefit you right now. And don't just only have digital products in your company, expand. But digital products are definitely the way to go if you want to generate income and make money from anywhere in the world. That's for sure. As long as you have expertise and you have results, that's what matters the most.
Got it.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So would you say that you typically focus on helping people to create those digital products that they are actually passionate about in order to help them to scale and make more money, whether they're going to still be at bedside or even still be at, you know, tech side like me?
Yeah.
Clearly, everybody has a passion and we do need systems. And it is a new age thing to have digital products. So now I'm kind of honing in on it here. I'm kind of honing in on we need digital products. Look, you're teaching me.
Yeah.
I need a digital product. I need to set up a consultation with you to figure out what digital product that might be.
I'm really great at that.
I can see. I'm starting. I wanted our audience to hear that.
Yeah.
To hear what it is that you actually give them, because even me as an entrepreneur, I'm not a good digital product girl.
Yet.
But Chrissy, you're letting me know where I need to tap into.
And what does an ideal successful digital product even look like?
I know.
I'm sure it's some bad ones. I'm sure it's some ones that perform really well. Like, yeah. What's the difference between the two?
To me, in my opinion, I feel like a lot is about finances, right? If you're helping other people make money, it's nothing wrong with you selling something at a cost. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we're here in a podcast studio. You all have experience with podcasts. I've been on podcasts before, but I don't necessarily have my own podcast yet. Mm-hmm. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. The tongue is powerful.
I know.
So you got to be intentional about what you say. Mm-hmm. But you all can teach me about having my own podcast, setting up my own podcast. Do you know how lucrative the podcast industry is?
Yep.
There are so many people.
I say this all the time to Kai. Who can learn from you guys. He's so good at just being able to edit, being able to produce, little simple skills. And you're right. Even for me, I've had those things. I would love to be able to get with you just to organize those things even more. But this is for my brother, Kai.
It's a real thing. With your digital products, though, at the end of the day, you're going to continue to grow in your company, right? Nice. So you don't also want to give yourself another job where it now inhibits you from growing. Yeah. You don't want to do that. But if you have certain systems in place, that doesn't necessarily occur, or it lessens the chance of it actually occurring. Mm-hmm. But that's just an example. But I feel like, you know, my superpower is it doesn't matter who you are. If you talk to me and if I ask you the right questions, we can come up and derive different digital products that you can actually create and sell. Most people, though, have an issue with selling. They don't want to sell. I can already tell. Listen, discernment strong. Uh-huh. I can already tell. They don't want to. They don't necessarily want to sell. They don't want to create content. They don't want to market. Everybody's selling something online. It's a scam. You know, just imagine all the things that people hear. Eventually it starts to create doubt and limited beliefs, whether people admit it or not. But for me, I'm very confident because I'm like, I've helped a lot of people make a lot of money. I don't care about the generic things that people are saying on social media because it doesn't apply to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you know that, and when you know who you are and when you know whose you are, you just operate differently. So anyone can create a digital product, you know, and it's not necessarily just about, for example, we'll go back to the podcast, teaching someone how to start their own podcast, but why is this lucrative? Mm-hmm. How can they make it lucrative? How can they monetize it? If you're teaching other people how to increase their income,
that's something, the biggest thing.
Yeah, teaching them how to increase their income, whether they are learning a high income earning skill or you're teaching them how to make money where they currently are without having to learn any new skills.
Mm-hmm.
That's how your digital products can sell.
Now, are these like, as far as structure and format, because I know that there are different forms. So you got the ebooks, you got the, you know, the digital courses, you got video, like video libraries and stuff like that. from your experience, do you see that people are in a put, like, what are people most receptive to nowadays? Is it the ebook or is it the long video library of courses that they can watch and kind of like take, you know, notes and stuff like that? What are people receptive to right now?
Honestly, people don't look at courses.
They don't look at it.
For the majority, and I won't say all because I know how you guys like to tussle on social media, but most people don't. They don't go through full courses. Mm-mm. They don't.
They say they do. They say they want to.
Yeah. But
they never make it.
But they don't. And yeah. It's not to badger you guys who have purchased courses, but we're in a decade and time where people just need to start being real with themselves. Like, you know, you have to be honest with yourself before you can keep it real with anybody else. I noticed that, okay, they're not necessarily going through the travel nursing course, but they're getting everything that they need from a community. Mm. So I started focusing on building communities. If I can help 500 people at one time, it's so much easier than me selling something that's outdated to 500 different people who are learning at different paces. Yeah. But if you have a community, the way you structure and set up your community, everyone can be learning information at the same time so that they can ask questions to other people because they're all learning the material at the same time. So you can have memberships. There's a lot of different digital products that you can have. I'm a very big creative. You know, I think outside of the box. And I would mention something that I'm working on right now, but you know how people are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They'll steal your ideas and then get amnesia. But there's a lot of different things that you can do. There's a lot of different things that you can create. Even a planner. Having a planner, that sounds like something that's simple, but it's the information that you put inside of the mm-hmm. planner. What is the transformation that you're helping mm-hmm. people get from the planner? And then you just go based on data. I used to do webinars every single Thursday, faithfully, no matter where I was. If I was in Morocco, okay, 1 a.m. in the morning, I'm doing a webinar because they would be 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Standard
yeah.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot to put that into account.
Time difference. Traveling. Yeah. Yes, so it's a huge thing. And I used to do webinars every single Thursday. And I wouldn't just sell a course. I prefer for you to come inside of this community. You'll be exposed to hundreds of people. You won't be by yourself. People need accountability as well.
Yeah.
People need accountability. So now when I create any kind of digital product or I inform anyone about digital products, it's also how do you want to spend your time? How do you want to spend your time? What do you want your day-to-day to look like? What do you want your weeks to look like? If you know that you're someone who doesn't necessarily like talking on social media or posting mm-hmm. a lot, you know, mm-hmm. but you're more comfortable in that space. If it's something private, if you have a private community, maybe you want to show up for your community once a week. Maybe you want to do things and teach them in real time. That's something more beneficial for you, and you'll be able to get results and help people. The name of the game is to help people get results. It's not results. Just to walk around and say, you know, yeah, I made seven figures yeah. or I did this.
Or no. I got X amount of people in the community.
Yeah.
Are you doing what's the cadence? Is it every week, once a month? Like, what's the cadence for the community?
So I will have, you know, a 7 or 8 figure earner come and teach at least once a month. But then for me, I'm always present every single day. So when people write inside of my community, I respond. Mm-hmm. I remember having a retreat. I know we were talking about retreats earlier. Yeah. I had a retreat in Hawaii and they were coming up to me and they were just like, you know, you actually respond to us. And I didn't really get that. I didn't know what that meant because I'm not in other communities, but I'm present.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'm present.
That's the one thing where I find it really hard being an entrepreneur that really cares. It's the phone calls. I get phone calls all the time and you've clearly figured it out. But me, I'm like, Jesus. Cause I want them to have the answer. I want them to have more knowledge than they need because I usually know what's gonna happen next.
Yeah.
So that's where I kinda like have to dial back and like create, like you said, that whole system thing. And that's why I commend you for being able to do that. So it sounds like a lot of people probably need to meet with a person like Nurse Chrissy.
Absolutely.
Oh, look at you guys. Look at you guys selling me. No, oh, my gosh.
The good thing is you've clearly figured it out, right? How to actually sell yourself.
Because
I'm over here like, hey, I need you.
I feel like when you have results and when you know what you're doing, you don't necessarily have to market the same way as everyone else. Mm-hmm. You don't, you just don't have to. You don't know.
People call me like, you know what I mean?
You just don't have to. And yes, you can, it's okay for you to have like revenue goals, weekly goals, daily goals. That's fine. But instead of you having a hustle mindset about it, just increase your prices.
I get it. Cause I got burnout.
Just increase your prices.
Burnout less.
So when I say, you know, how do you want to spend your time mm-hmm. every single day or every single week? Okay, do you want to have weekly calls? Do you want to have biweekly calls? In the event that you're going to be, you know, having biweekly calls, what's going to be taking place during the time where you're not having calls with them? Mm-hmm. How do you have a system in place to make sure you're collecting data? Mm-hmm. Those are the things that matter. Yeah, those are the things that matter. So building real programs that... Mm-hmm. You know, give digital products a great name. So I love digital products. I feel like, you know, anyone can have a digital product, but I always like to remind people you can have a digital product, but you're going to have to sell it.
Yeah.
No one's going to sell it. She's trying to sell this for me, but no one is going.
Jazz dude. Jazz that's, going
a, that's a beautiful going, thing though.
She's going to edify you. If
and
you...
that's a gift. That's a gift. And especially for women, you know, it's very difficult for women to look at other women and say, you know, like, I admire you, you inspire me, you know, you're great at this. But women who are confident in themselves, they can easily do that for others. So thank you. For I sure. appreciate it.
Always.
I accept it. I'm grateful for that. But I feel like at the end of the day, anyone can have a digital product. You just need to be comfortable with selling. And even if you're not comfortable now, start getting comfortable being uncomfortable. I don't care how much there are critics on social media. And to be honest, I don't even see a lot of negativity on social media because I don't follow it. I don't follow any blogs.
Yeah.
I don't follow anything. I don't follow anything negative. I actually get excited getting on Instagram. Mm,
that's good.
I get it.
So you're in your own lane. Yeah. And you just have to be mindful of what you watch and what you see. But mm-hmm. digital products are not terrible. You know, that's definitely the way to go.
Yeah. I definitely see it the way to go. And I see people going towards that more nowadays, more than ever, because I think people are losing faith in higher education for specific things, right?
Yeah.
If there's something that I feel like now people are seeing the coaches and the consultants as the better way to go, depending on which route and which industry you're trying to take it. So mm-hmm. that's where I see the rise in these digital products.
Yeah.
And people wanting to find mentors nowadays, because when you focus on results, I feel like a coach or a consultant can get me a result much faster than 4 or 5 years, you know, at a university with just a professional teacher or like a professor that hasn't necessarily done the thing that they're teaching, right?
Yeah.
Not knocking it, because I'm a HBCU grad myself and I would definitely go back to my university mm-hmm. For the networking aspect. But I look at things differently now. And I feel like we could talk about this all day. I feel like we could talk about the digital products, the best way to make a digital product.
Yeah.
We didn't even get a chance to go into like, you know, the organization of, you know, how you plan your retreats, Chrissy, which I think is great, but I also feel like the audience may need it in bite-sized pieces. I feel like this was just kind of like the introduction of just how to shift their mind. And speaking of shifting the mind as we transition and, you know, we wrap things up a little bit, talk about the pivot you're making and have made, and what inspired the pivot and the mindset shift that you were going down to even make that pivot in your business.
Yes. So as far as me pivoting, I know at some point I want to sell my company. So I don't want to be a one woman show at all. Yes, I've helped a lot of people get results. But now, based on all the data that I've collected, I've now built out systems to help, regardless of who you are, color, race, whatever, be able to produce XYZ result.
Mm.
So that's what I'm focused. That's my focus.
Wow. Now, would you be exiting or just more so like selling a share, selling a portion of the business? That the plan?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't know where God is specifically taking me. But, you know, at the end of the day with businesses, you can either pass it down to your families or you can sell them, you know. And I don't want to have the mindset that I'm going to pass this down to, you know, an heir, because they may not necessarily want to run that company. Yeah. So I will start with the mindset of, okay, we're going to sell this company at some point. When do you want to sell it? And in the event that, you know, any of my nieces or, you know, like nephews or anyone, they say, okay, auntie, like, you know, I want to take this over. Or if I have children and they're like, you know, hey, mom, like, I want to take this over, then I'll easily adjust. But I want to be able to have my company where I'm not just a one woman show.
Right. So the pivot is more so now just kind of making sure everything's aligned with making the business presentable for potential investors.
Absolutely. You know, longevity. I've always been a long-term thinker. Me posting online, this one's funny because I feel like people think that I'm just this extrovert, you know, but I don't necessarily like posting on social media either. I don't like posting on social media. I don't like creating content. I don't like marketing online. I don't, but that's something that needs to be said. But at the end of the day, it's not about what you like or what you don't like. It still needs to get done. And until you get to that point where you can actually sell your company or you have these systems in place or you start bringing on more people to do those roles for you, then we can sit back and talk about what we don't like to do. But it's a business. It needs to be run. And
you're going
to
do it.
Yeah, you have to do it. And it still needs to get done. But my number one goal was just to really be authentic, be myself, have integrity, and show nurses this is how you build a business, $0 to seven figures from scratch. Mm-hmm. I accomplished that, and now I'm cruising. Now I'm pivoting, and I want to think more long-term for my business.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that a lot of the audience can get a lot from that, Chrissy, is just more so thinking more long-term. I feel like a lot of times we think of what we want right now, and then we forget to think what we want in the future.
Yeah.
And thinking long term and being able to put yourself in the future while still remaining present, I think that's a huge skill. And so I feel like this is a skill that we've talked about a little bit on the show and our audience can get from it. How about you, Jez? How you feeling?
I feel good. I feel like Chrissy is just, she's different than what we've seen on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's something that people need. If you think about going into business, you're going to need systems today.
Yeah. Shout out to Connie.
Yep. You're going to need systems today. You're going to need digital products. Those are the future, especially within trades, education today. So Chrissy, I definitely want to get with you because I'm doing some big stuff too in that area. And I think that it's very, very good to be able to bridge the gap. So yeah, sounds like we'll have some things going on in the future. And it sounds like a lot of people need to tap in with Miss Chrissy, because if you're in business, I don't care if you're just, you know, thinking about what it is you want to do. I don't care if it's a service-based business. You're probably going to end up having to have some type of digital presence or something type of product. So
yeah,
I think it was great.
It was great. It was awesome.
And to share with our community and to even, you know, bridge the gap with her community.
Yeah. Just being here and having the conversation and just bringing us back to that mind portion of the $1 million mind. I appreciate you, Chrissy.
Yeah. That was big.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I kind of been a little over here, but Chrissy, just the fact that when you said a lot of words today that resonate with me, don't ever want to bring too much, you know, religion in it, because it's not about religion. Mm-hmm. It's more so about, you know, just understanding your true purpose. And that was big for me. That's what won me over with you.
Yeah.
It's just that discernment, you know. She didn't say quit your bedside job. She said what happened to her was discernment.
Mm.
And it was clear as day. And, you know, what I've been able to do, what I've been able to accomplish for most people is unheard of.
That's what I'm like. It was discernment. It was definitely assignment.
For most people, it's unheard of. But that type of stuff matters to other people.
You bring hope to people. And it doesn't matter where you start or where you're at. It's your testimony.
Yeah. It's. I feel like for me, at the end of the day, I've met, you know, millionaires, multimillionaires, and I can tell they're empty. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be empty. I want to be fulfilled. I want to travel. I want to have friends. I want to spend time with family. I want to be a person behind my company. Yeah. I don't necessarily have to build anything or lead with a mask. And I feel like I sleep good every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. I sleep good every day. I won't bring up this interview, but recently there was an interview that took place and he said, you know, people can say whatever behind my back, but when I walk into a room, heads go down. And I felt that. I felt that. Like, when you know who you are, you're not worried about critics. You're not worried about social media. You're not worried about what can go wrong in your business. When you know you are led literally by divine alignment, Spirit. You're good.
It's true.
You're good. It's not about money. And you should be able to be at peace with $0, with $1 million, with 8 figures. You should be able to be at peace. And if you're still operating in chaos, operating in a rat race, you're doing it wrong. You need to go back to your business. You need to go back to the drawing board and switch some things up. You may need to implement systems. Mm-hmm. You may need to go to therapy. You may need to step down and let someone else take a role because you no longer can fulfill that role anymore. Wow. But that's for every individual person. And I feel like that's a part of people's story that they don't necessarily talk about.
Yep.
Wow. 100%.
I agree.
I'm gonna snap to that one. That was everything I needed to hear right there.
It's the
there.
Truth.
Tell our listeners truth. Where they could find you, Chrissy, some amazing news that you may have to share with our community. Yeah. Now's the time to plug it in.
So you guys, you can find me on Instagram, Nurse Chrissy TV, NURSECHRISSYTV. I will never, ever DM you about Bitcoin. So make sure you are following.
The right one.
Make sure you are following the right one. I'm also on TikTok and I'll be on YouTube soon.
Hey,
so I'm announcing that. I can say that I'll be on YouTube. A lot of what I used to sell, I'm giving away for free. So it's up.
Nice. It's up and it's stuck.
It's up. Hey,
there you go. I love it.
Chrissy, it was amazing having you on the show. I really appreciate you taking your Sunday out of your busy schedule.
Yes.
She said, look, I was just out the country yesterday and she just flew back in. And it's like, I'm just having you in here, it's a blessing and an honor to have you in the building. And
thank you.
Our audience, I appreciate y'all for tuning in every single Monday. You just heard another episode of the Million Dollar Mind Podcast. I'm your guy, Kai Speaks. We out.
Yeah. Let's get it.